Blog Talk Radio.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
And away we go.
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Nothing like
it. You heard wrong.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
My name is Osai Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, 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 come out.
I love to sing up. You man, scream out. I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
Thank you.
live from coast to coast, this is the Friday Possum Theme.
Got that right.
Maybe there are crickets in here. I don't know. Okay. Sound like my 11th grade gym teacher, health class teacher. Okay. Welcome to Friday Night Possum. It could be kind of fatal. There was two greatest quotes. I've been sniffing chemicals all evening. I'm raring to go. Yee-hee. Ted's raring to go. You're listening to Grenache Network here on the brand new Blog Talk Radio, and my co-host just disappeared again. I reckon he's having troubles hooking up. So I'll tell you a little bit about the show for a second. Let's see. Grenache Network. Mondays, it's Possum Hour. And then during the week, it's clobbering time. And then Fridays, over there, Friday. Which, oh, that's today. Good Friday. Good day. And good Friday to you. And good Friday to you too, Ted. Say hello to everybody, Ted. Hello, Ted. Well, without any further ado...
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's, what do you call there, Professor R.J. Gumby?
Oh.
penguin. All right. Hey, I was thinking Giant Steps, man. That's a, it's a great jazz piece.
That's a classic. I wanted to get a classic in there, but like I was saying there, it's hard to find a classic under like 8 or 9 minutes.
Yeah. You do. That's what's so great about jazz. You get the nice, nice long
jam. You
just
get lost in it. Yeah. But we do have business to take care of, you know.
Yes, we do.
I have to bore everybody with what I did this week and shit. And you have to... Oh, you have a plug. Let me get back to my switchboard. There you go, Chief.
All right. Chief, he calls me.
This is the dog. I was calling it Dog Chief. My misshapen dog.
Okay.
Lumpy. I got to rename him Lumpy. He's just got lumps all over him now, man.
Oh, dude.
Fuck the dog. Getting old sucks, man, especially if you're a dog. It's just like, you're going to be lumpy, dude. Sorry, man. You know, that's the way
poor
it goes.
Thing. He doesn't even know what's going on. He don't know the concept of getting old. He's a dog.
No. He doesn't know his days are numbered, man. Yeah. He's like, la, 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 give me more treats. La, la, la.
Yeah.
It's at this point, like, I was shopping with my son. Like, I need dog food. I'm like, well, shoot, they're the same price. I could get 5 pounds extra if I buy the regular, but I want to get the... low-calorie dog food. He's like, Dad, really? At this point, do you think it makes a whole hell of a lot of difference? Hey, you know what? You're right. So I got the Big Mac.
Treat him on his way out. That's it.
Oh, what the fuck, man? Dude, been a damn long life for a little dog. He's well over 10, so. All right, man. You got a plug for us?
Yes, I do.
All right, man. Take a wig. I'm back.
All right. Tomorrow morning at 3 o'clock Eastern time, His Eminence is going to be doing a show on lies. On lies. Songs about lies. There you have it. Eminence Front Radio tomorrow morning, 3 o'clock Eastern time. Possum Blues at 4:30. You can listen to it live on www.wriu.org. There you have it, kid. Tomorrow morning.
Organism. Organism. Lies. I wonder why they came up with that concept.
Yeah, I wonder.
What's the connection? I do not know.
He tries to keep political stuff off of his page. I say, well, good luck with that one, with that fucking thing.
I believe it.
Uh-huh.
I believe it.
All right, man. Well, I'm looking forward to that, as I know. All of you out in Possum Land are as well. Fucking egg, man. Okay, on with the show. So anyway.
All right, here you go. Ford Prefix is going to be doing the social segment.
Sweet.
Which is going to be about 420. So that should be it.
Hey, man. Nobody knows 420 better than them Canadians, man.
Huh?
Up in Canada.
Got that right.
They invented the shit. Negro.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. My nose is running. I've been sniffing chemicals all evening. We've been doing plumbing for the last 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
And I got a brand new shower, which works fantastic. Told you about that. And the other day, I got the sink hooked up. I had everything, but we needed to do work before we could hook the sink up. Anyway, the sink is up. And I was cleaning the tub because I want to get all the crap out of the mildew and shit because... Man, everything's looking so good. It's like, man, I gotta spruce this. I even got a new shower liner, man. I'm in there. Everything's looking good.
Life is goo.
You wanna hear the gross thing, though? The grossest part.
Please.
Grossest part. So we got to take some drywall out because these spiders ate the gypsum in it. Because it got moist or something. I don't know. Anyway, Do you remember? Did you ever seen a house or hotel where they have a thing in the wall where you can drop your razor blades?
No, I don't think so.
Really? Okay. They used to have them in the old days. You know, right under the bathroom mirror, there'd be a slot where you could put your old blades. This is back when a lot of men used razor blades. Well, two things I know about the former resident of this house, since I had to clean out the inside of the wall once the drywall was removed.
Yeah.
He was very, very neatly shaved. He shaved often, and he had an earwax problem, something filthy, man. There was all these fucking Q-tips with this brown goo on them. And all this gloppity dirt, man. That was one of the grossest things I ever cleaned up in my life. And I've cleaned up dirty diapers. Nomo. But this was not Nomo. No. Not at all Nomo. It was in the wall. Like, what do they expect, man? That's so gross. What the fuck were they thinking when they did this? Okay, well, we'll just dump the shit down there and not worry about it.
Fucking people.
Until somebody redoes the bathroom. Lo and behold, pile of fucking used razors and Q-tips. The hell is that?
Fucking people.
I digress. Okay, enough about the plumbing. Anyway, it's going to look great, man. We need a little setup for tonight's blow up thing. I don't know if you guys are familiar with too much of the country music, but this was kind of a hit for it's a mainstream hit back in the 70s. Remember Charlie Rich, the Silver Fox?
Yeah.
Hey. The most beautiful girl in the world. Well, yeah. You might recognize this little ditty. As I blow it, the kingdom come. Well, if you hate country music, Greg, I mean GT, you're gonna love this.
Vagina.
Johnson?
Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world?
Who's a viral tuba?
And if you did, was she crying?
Don't take it over swag.
Hey, Mo!
If you happen to see the most beautiful girl,
bitch!
And walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
Well, I'm a rockabilly daddy, and I'm gonna rock and die. Yeah, well, I'm a rockabilly daddy, and I'm gonna rock and die. I've got a rockabilly baby that can hang with me till morning light. Yeah, rock a baby daddy, I'm a 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 rock a baby dadd
rock, rock, rock a billy daddy, I'm a rock, rock, rock a billy daddy, I'm a rock a billy daddy, and I'm gonna rock all night long. Get it, get on, go. Yeah, I'm a rockabilly daddy, and I'm gonna boogie boogie all night. I got the rockabilly saber, and it's gonna dance till broad daylight. I'm a rock, rock, rockabilly daddy, I'm a rock, rock, rockabilly daddy, a rock, rock, rockabilly daddy, I'm a rock, rock, rockabilly daddy, I'm a rockabilly daddy, and I'm gonna rock all night. I'm a honey, I'm a papa, billy daddy. I got a boogie boogie all night.
There. That's a book roll double just because his name's Alvis. Alvis. It'd be interesting if it's his real first name. I don't know if it is or not. They had the we'll have our 2 minutes of Bobo. I'm thinking about it. They had the Mueller report was released finally to the Congress and whatnot. With some of the stuff blacked out, but I'm not worried about that. Well, when it first came out, Bobo says, "I'm exonerated." And then he started reading the shit, and he goes, "That's bullshit, man." So he's calling bullshit on the whole thing. So,
yeah, of course.
It depends on what side of the aisle you're on, I reckon, at this point. But I think he should be impeached just on the basis of ridiculously dumb hair. Oh, you know, come on. Really? Can we not, you know, just, I've had 2.5 years of this hairdo. And I mean, it's entertaining.
I like where Sarah testified. She admitted that she made up the entire thing about the FBI not trusting Conley. That's great.
And then they ask her about it. They go, "Well, you told him you just bold-faced lied." She goes, No, I didn't say that." And it's just like, if you're not under oath, you don't have to tell the truth. That's how they think, you know.
Yeah.
No. It's all up to what you value in your motor car. But I would think ridiculously dumb hair would get you.
Yeah.
40 whacks. If not more.
How are you?
We've been joined, and that's our 2 minutes of Bobo. We've been joined. Goodness, because we were coming apart. Is this GT?
Yes, it is.
GTO.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is.
I had to call in. My internet went down.
Most excellent, dude. Well, hang out and. Let's get his theme going in the background. What's new with you, man? You got the
much.
The pond. How's the pond doing? It freezes over in the winter, right?
It did this year because my heat rock sunk, so it froze everything. I lost two of my fish and three frogs.
Yeah, frogs. Frogs can't hang. Well. No, they must.
The bobs can. The bobs can.
Yeah, name them. Make sure they're bobs.
These are just lake frogs.
Yeah.
We got a marsh across the street, and apparently they come across the street to get into my pond. Well, marsh is like, the marsh is over like three, almost 2 acres big. So they come over to my little pond that's only 4 foot by 5 foot. why,
right.
You know?
Well,
but
you got,
the
you
neighbors
got Bob.
And my mom, and my neighbors, huh? And my mom love listening to them chirp all night.
Cool. Yeah, that's good. That's
but
a nice pond,
man.
Biggest
goldfish.
Well, but the others, it. Like, other ones survived, right? They froze and now they're alive, right?
Well, I only had three frogs in it, and they were both found dead. And my
goldfish.
Oh, I had two of them that survived. The two big ones died.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know they can.
They're
you can
called
freeze
koi,
them,
right?
Son of a gun.
They're called koi, yeah. They could be in frozen ponds.
Yeah. They can come
yeah,
back.
Yeah, koi.
Dead.
Well, not if they're
like
on their sides. If they're on their sides and they're, like, curved over, no, they're not going to come back.
Right,
while the other two
right,
were swimming
right.
around.
Yeah.
But my dad has about 300 in his pond, so I could get more
wow.
from him.
Cool. Those are nice. Those are cool fish, man.
Yeah.
Nice.
And
well,
they
let's
do have a three-minute memory, just like your show.
No way. No way. I wonder if it's, like, freezes when they freeze. And then, like, you know, like, they're thinking, they can remember, like, 6 months or 3 months later, you know, when it thaws out. He's like, and another thing.
Yeah.
No, they have goldfish have a three-minute memory.
Yeah, but I mean, if he's frozen, it might.
How did they figure that out?
Yeah.
How the scientists figure that one out?
I know. They quiz them. They quiz. It's a
yeah,
fish
that's what
quiz.
It is. Yeah. they give them Alzheimer's quizzes.
Yeah. Which one is the pony? Which one is the moo cow? All right.
Believe it or not, goldfish do like eating ladybugs.
Well, who doesn't? There we go. I'm gonna do the roll call of the Possum Lounge over here, man. We have GT Trenton in the booth. He's also in the. He's back in the lounge too. Welcome back,
GT Trenton.
Luminaries aplenty.
Yeah.
You could go to sleep now, and there's no sleepy thing, which it kind of took the shame out of them. Out of the chat room. You know, it's like you go, Apple Cheeks Alice, you're sleeping, wake up. You know, you can't do that now, because you don't know if she's sleeping or not. But welcome, Apple Cheeks Alice. She just happens to be here.
Hey,
I like her
how
avatar.
About guests? The guests don't show up anymore either, do they?
I haven't seen any. Well, not to be outdone, there's Dr. Cake. Would not be a share without Dr. Cake. Thanks for coming.
Dr. Cake.
Man, I uploaded a song. It was like 9 minutes or something. I'm like, what the hell was I thinking? So, later on in the show, I'll be punting. But that's okay. Let's see. It's weird to read. Okay, so we got Apple Cheeks Alice. Because you got to know people's real names, not their real names. Dr. K.
That's why you're the super host. Or was the,
and it, well,
the super host.
Speaking of super hosts, there's Francie. She's from the Francie and Friends show.
Francie.
Long pig is human flesh. And man, I best wishes to the dang Link brothers, man. I didn't know they were in such dire straits, man.
Link brothers?
The Links,
oh, yeah.
John and Fred.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
They need somebody needs to start them up a dang GoFundMe, man. How the hell isn't anybody done that? I don't know. Yep. Oh, that could have been.
That's what she said. No, that's what Francie said. The house is condemned.
Oh, that's what Francie said. They condemned the crib. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Think of the VCRs he lost.
Yeah, good guy.
Please.
You know,
he cornered the
new television set.
No, that's what sucks about those flat screens. You can't put your... There's no way to put your VCR. He's a national treasure, man. Somebody needs to help that guy out, man. He's all right.
Yeah.
He was funny as shit. And the real deal, man. Hold on, I'm getting a beer here. This is like professional fucking radio. Letting the dog out, getting a beer. Hey, man. Let's go take a piss, eh? All right. Well, yeah, best wishes to John and Fred, man. Because they were...
Yeah.
That Fred was... He was a... Woo!
He was a trip. He was out there.
He was out there, boy.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that night. Fred started a monologue and...
Uh-huh. He just went on with the show. You can hear him in the background still talking. Isn't he the one that goes to the library to shit? Is that what John said before?
Yeah. Yeah. Downloaded on the internet. And oh man, those guys are that sucks, man. But yeah, they had that house
back out of the trunk of his car.
Ah man. Why didn't they just rent a dumpster, man?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we lost GT on the line here, but I guess his computer's working, so he doesn't need to chat with us. But you're welcome to call back in, my friend. Thank you for coming. Happy Cheeks ass. Back to cake. Francie. GTO. And Professor RJ Gumby, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking.
Yes.
And since the names are all messed up, alphabetical order be damned. Bringing up the rear. Oh, well, first I want to say, and Maggie C is listening and watching, I think. I think she's watching.
She's
everywhere. She can see our stuff, but we can't see her.
We do. She's
okay, whatever. Roses are red, violets are blue. We miss you, Maggie. Boo hoo hoo hoo.
Yes, boo.
Finally. Boo hoo hoo hoo. And finally, it's Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
You're there, Ford. We see you, Bubba.
Ford Prefect. Executive
Maggie C has just joined the conversation.
Hey,
get the fuck out.
In the house.
Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Indeed.
Oh, that was thrilling, man. Even Ted, Ted's upset, man.
Woo!
Yeah.
Did you get a boner,
colostomy
too?
Colostomy bag lady. How's that?
Yeah, there you go. Did you get a boner, too?
I can never find that one. That's like not a quick draw, it sounds like. Get the woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo!
That's right there, man. But where's the boner hose when you need it?
Oh, here we go.
Boner hose.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're not serious.
I'm dead serious.
Oh yeah.
That works for me.
Well, Maggie C's here. Roses are red, violets are blue. Ted's barking. So what else is new? Ted.
Oh
man. The fuck? One more for the road, you lumpy thing. Oh, he's out of water. Want some water? Oh, I found the weirdest thing, man, when I was we were putting the sink together. There was some stuff in the the underneath part under the sink, right? You know where there's storage?
Uh-huh.
And it's this turquoise tube. I might even put a picture of it up online to see if anybody has any ideas. Like a tube. And you squeeze
it
pops open. Yeah.
You realize you found more shit in your bathroom than the Herrera found in the Al Capone's vault?
I know. He should They should have looked in my bathroom, man.
Uh-huh.
All kind of crazy shit in there. But this is a mystery. I'm like, what the hell is this thing? It says squeeze sides below cap. Boop. You do that. Boink. And it pops open. And there's this white, creamy, viscous shit in there. Like a lotion. And it's very citrusy and sweet smell. It smells really good, but what in the bloody fuck is this shit? I don't know. I hadn't. Oh, I ain't even touching it, but. Oh, there's writing on the bottom.
Right.
It's telling me nothing. Philips RX. Well.
Well, look at it.
We'll work on it. Okay. Maggie sees hungry. She's going to get a bite to eat. So let's see. Have you said everybody's name then in the lounge?
Yeah.
We said everybody's name.
Yeah.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there they are.
Go ahead.
The Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
There it is.
As the Beaver.
Hello.
I didn't take the show with me. I left the show here and left the studio. My mildew's down to like 20%, man. I'm psyched, man. The tub's going to look fucking sweet.
There you go.
New fucking liner in there on the curtain. And then I think Mr. Science is going to drop by this week, be my house guest. So it'll be nice to show off the nice bathroom.
Nice.
I haven't had a sink.
You got a nice bathroom.
Yeah. I know. Now it's a nice bathroom.
What do you think?
I got a pretty new toilet seat. It's only a couple months old. New plumbing, all new plumbing in the shower. Gonna have a clean shower. Finally, I haven't had a sink for 7 years, a kitchen or a bathroom sink. In fact, twice I washed my hands in the kitchen sink after I went to the bathroom. Out of habit. I got to get the habit. But this morning was the first time I brushed my teeth in the bathroom since I moved in here.
Yeah, good for you, man.
So it's nice, man. It's like, it's weird. It's like, you know, you really don't need a bathroom sink if you have a kitchen sink. And they're close. I mean, if they were on different floors, I could see that would be. Anyway.
So the Oasis is looking good. Alright.
Yeah, man. No, I'll tell you what, finding a medicine chest, that's gonna be the tricky part, man. Giant hole in the wall right now. One minute.
It'll be like those old commercials, man. You open up the medicine chest mirror and you'll see Chet.
Nah, with my luck, it'll be that Mr. Pillow motherfucker, man.
Oh, Christ. Maybe it'll be Flamehead.
I seen Flamehead's doing steps, man. I noticed. That was pretty cool.
Oh, no shit. What is that, like an epidemic? Is everyone doing steps now?
I don't know. He's lost a little weight, it looks like. He's a good dude, man. Don't fuck with him, because I know he's been to concealed carry class, so.
Oh, geez.
He could be packing. You never know when Flamehead could be packing.
Flamehead.
He's
hey,
a nice
like
kid.
The
he's very
respectful. Big head reference you have for Easter Island Head. The Shorty Big Head. I like that.
Well, I wanted the title to not be too specific, and, you know, you only get it if
and
you're a real possum, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's an inside possum joke. But then somebody put up Easter Island, and I didn't even think of that. All these years, we have Easter shows, and I never think of Easter Island. That's funny.
You sure?
You know, I don't think I've ever done Easter.
I hope you got Ford's song.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Ah, good.
You're trying to get me
nice,
to show
nice
my
find.
Hand early? Oh, that's beauty, man. And they're from Columbus.
Yeah, nice find, Ford. Good song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't know whether to do
that's
that for the 3 minutes or not. Is that 3 minutes? You want to do that with 3 minutes?
I don't know. That's too good for 3 minutes.
Too good for 3 minutes? All right. Well, that'll work out. Okay. That's fine. Let's spin the wheel then. Whoops.
There you go. You could be a winner.
Alrighty.
Yay! What is it?
The aforementioned thing will not be the 3 minutes tonight. It will be here later on in the program. Oh, man, I watched the great making of Life of Brian the other night. That was wonderful. Watched the making of Fawlty Towers. That damn Roku TV, man, I'm going to just be trivia master once again on shit that I've already...
The making of Fawlty Towers? Behind the scenes?
Yeah, it was like a...
Yeah,
it was cool, man.
I gotta see that. A lot of good shit about Tommy Booth.
Yeah. I guess. Kind of weird they were already divorced in the second series.
Yeah.
And,
Well, they wrote it together.
Well, yeah. But they were... That's weird, you know. Strange thing. Strange
and
bunch
American.
Of stuff. Well, if you hadn't guessed it, it's 3 minutes. You'll never get back. And it's not Elvis this time.
Elvis?
I don't know what this is. I don't know what this is. So hang on tight for 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
We were the little penis, but then hiked them up to show up. Couldn't see hoes up with rollers. Not the lamp, but cigarettes. We shouldn't spread a vest. We learned to
interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
The news of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
McDonald's French fries.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about. Hey, Ted, McDonald's French fries. Come on back, boo. Don't be a douche. Oh, there's Ted. Okay. Well, let's see here. Oh, wow. Okay, did you grow up in Pennsylvania?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Billy boy.
Now, if you recall, when we were younger, man, the laws to procure alcoholic beverages, in particular beer, you had to plan ahead, and you had to go through hoops to get beer, right?
Oh yeah. I remember
that.
Days.
You had to. It was a beer distributor, and they were only open limited hours. Other than that, you shut out of luck unless you went to a bar and paid through the nose for a six-pack.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Okay. That's what we had to do.
Yeah.
And
well,
you
I guess it was
you
what?
You could only get 2 six-packs at a time.
Yeah, that's right, at the bar. That's right.
Yeah.
So you have to keep going in. Well, I guess it was 2009 they started selling beer in grocery stores. Am I right?
I don't know about the date, dude, because it's only starting to happen around here now.
Okay, they said it began in November 2009, the Jiggle.
The deli
Giant Eagle.
Happened around then, I know that.
But now, after these few years, and this is one of the zip codes they listed in my old zip code, they will now have, get this, beer delivery. Beer fucking delivery. Think of it.
Or with the supermarkets are going to be delivering the beer?
Yeah, Giant Eagle. You call it a jiggle. You say
there
send
you
over a 15-pack of natties, which kind of defeats, I mean, if you're going to, because it's a $4.99 fee to send the beer over, kind of defeats the purpose of buying natties, right? You're not saving any money.
Yeah.
So, you might want to get some Yinlings or something a little more fancy. But that's pretty cool, man. I mean, they've come a long way.
That's fucking time. We still have state stores.
Well, we still have state stores in Ohio.
Oh, okay.
But the state stores, our state store is in the supermarket, and I believe it's open on Sunday. So, it's not really restrictive.
But that's the Lord's.
That's the weirdest thing. In Ohio, the one thing on Sundays, you can't buy wine until after like 2 o'clock or something.
Yeah.
That's the only the only sales restriction left on the books in Ohio. No wine on Sunday morning. You can drink all the beer you want, but no wine.
Yeah. But that's Jesus juice, man. You're supposed to
be can't have no Jesus
juice. Don't they give you that shit at mass? They give you wine and mass, for fuck's sake.
Well, they do it in the regular, normal Protestant church too. There.
Yeah. Right. You got to go to the Lord's house for your wine on Sunday.
Yeah, you got to be in church if you want wine. Go to church is what the message is there. And I kind of, you know, hey, I'm on down, you know, give something to the churchies. All right. And it just makes you want wine more anyway, right? You're just like, okay, Jesus Christ, I really want a Chardonnay right now.
You start on your own fucking grapes.
Well, I do that just for fun. All right. We're going to follow up on a story we had. Ted's settling down. He's settling down.
Oh, good. A follow-up.
The follow-up, remember Jackson, Mississippi? The bowls of mashed potatoes that were mysteriously cropping up around Jackson, Mississippi.
They solved that crime, huh?
No. No charges have been filed yet. And they don't want to get the police involved. I don't know if they've tested the potatoes for any
Philadelphia should have such problems.
Yeah, I know. The mystery of the mashed potatoes continues. I just want to let you go. I looked it up for you guys. I'm very interested in this. I'm following the story for you. And as soon as something breaks, you'll be the first to know.
Yeah.
How's that?
Oh.
All right.
Mashed potatoes.
Oh, this is a local one. These guys are pretty industrious. Smash and grab thief, right?
Yeah.
He was wearing a President Nixon mask, and he crashed his SUV into a business right up the road here, auto parts store. Stole about $1,500 worth of crap. Probably did about $1,500 worth of damage to the car. Probably stole the car. Yeah. Anyway,
Why an auto parts store?
Well. Yeah, I just like the Nixon mask part. That's cool.
Yeah.
Got style.
Isn't that guy's legacy have enough problems with people wearing his fucking mask?
Hey, man, Nixon stock every day he goes up another notch, man. It's like, I'm not the worst president anymore. Go fuck yourself. I'm looking at you, Martin Van Buren.
But George W. took that away before Bobo came along.
W. And I forgot about Dabby. Fool me once. Shame on me. Fool me twice. Won't get fooled again.
What did he say about something and fish living together?
Man and fish.
I gotta look up those quotes. That was great.
He had. They had to have collected those. Yeah, the W-isms were great. We're sitting here, we're looking back fondly with nostalgia on fucking George W. Bush. That is how bad things have gotten here in this country.
Yep.
All right.
And I think it's really coming out of it, man. We're doomed.
Doomed as doomed could be.
Uh-huh.
Don't you know? Well, did you know that Pennsylvania...
I don't think I have.
Now, Pennsylvania has an official amphibian.
Oh, okay.
Now has an official amphibian. The Pennsylvania House voted 191-6, and I know who you six are. We'll list their names later, and you can stick your tongue out at them when you see them.
We have nothing better to do.
Grant the honor. I know, really. There's like, there's violence in the streets, but, we don't have an official amphibian. So they picked this ugly fucking thing called, they describe it as an unsightly salamander. Known as sometimes known as a snot otter.
Oh, Jesus.
A lasagna lizard or a mud devil. They're the eastern hellbender, and they are rather... Look it up. Eastern hellbender. And snot otter is more descriptive, I think.
I would have voted for Evolution Larry, the god of the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. Evolution Larry.
There you go. Could have been. Could have been the guy. Could have been a contender. All right. Well, on that note, amphibians, let's go to reptiles.
Okay.
Hungry and horny alligators are invading the streets. What else is new? Fort Myers. You know, I thought this was just went on all the time. But it's mating season.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful. If an alligator buys you dinner, you know, don't be surprised. You know, if things get a little serious. Right? Okay. But still in Florida. While we're still in Florida. We're still in Florida? Yeah, we're still in Florida. A naked man.
You gotta get out.
He's wanted.
Oh, geez.
He's wanted. This naked man is. Why would you want a naked man? Yeah, because he burglarized the Little League concession stand. Naked.
Oh.
Stole a cash box, $250. Cost $5,000 in damage. And he was naked.
Now, why was nudity? How did nudity help this big heist?
Maybe he figured if they saw his schwangy, they wouldn't pay any attention to his mush.
Okay, that's good.
Well, I don't know who it was. He had a dick.
He should have been wearing a Dick Nixon mask.
Well, instead of a Dick Nixon mask, he just had his dick on. I'd recognize that dick anywhere. I wouldn't want to be part of that lineup. Anyway, got an asshole, man. Fucking Little League concession stand. 40. He needs public humiliation. I think that would be a good punishment.
Or a shovel to the head,
you know. Oh, we could do that.
Alright. Ow!
There you go.
Oh, that felt good. That felt good.
Put your pants on.
When you're going to rob the Little League, wear some goddamn pants.
Or at least a sock.
A sock and a Dick Nixon mask. All right.
The police come by drawing.
This story caught my attention. Oh, Just Apple Cheeks is here.
Alright, Just Apple Cheeks.
Alright. Just Apple Cheeks. I like it.
Now you gotta get a pick on
Hey,
there.
Just.
I like it.
Hey, Just Apple Cheeks. Just Apple Cheeks. Alright. Alright, this caught my eye. I thought. Do you remember me telling you the story? I'm sure you do. But just for the audience. Years ago. I would say, in the 90s, the late 1990s, I did a gag for a newspaper on the cover. And I wrote the gag, and it was the Rolling Stones concert was coming to Columbus. I did this cartoon, and I made them all old. Okay. In fact, the drummer was a skeleton, and they're on walkers, and they have IVs and all this schmagoo, right?
Uh-huh.
And...
Uh-huh.
Mick says, "Hey, you, get off of my lawn," right? Which is not—it's not that great a gag, but it's my gag, okay?
I wrote the gag.
It's mine. Brackets, close brackets, okay? Now, Leno, the day after it hit the stands. And he tours, you know, he collected humor stuff from all over the country. The day after it hit the stands, he used the joke in his monologue. Okay?
Yep.
And I was sitting there, and I was like, what? I said, I actually did. I said, what? Well, anyway, this week. What's that?
Ted would have tested it.
Oh, no, this is years before Ted.
Oh, okay.
This is two dogs ago. This is Max.
Oh,
my black
Max.
And white
Jesus.
Sheltie would have been around.
I never even heard of Max. See that?
Max was a hell of a good dog. Damn good dog. Died of a broken heart. Yeah. After the old lady split, he just kind of wasted away. It was so sad.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I read this week that Conan O'Brien's getting sued for joke theft. I didn't know you could do this.
Yeah.
What if the statute of limitations has run out on my joke theft?
There you go. There you go. Bring it to court.
But, I mean,
bring
he's suing for real fucking
Hamilton
money.
Burger. Bring it to Hamilton Burger. Okay.
Oh, if only he was still around, man.
You remember Robin Williams was sued for stealing jokes?
I don't know.
He admitted to it. He spent a lot of... He had to pay off a lot of people. He was stealing jokes all the time.
Wow. Well... Anyway, this guy's he's suing Conan, he's suing TBS, he's suing everybody. And he wants a whole lot of money. And you know what? He's going to get a whole lot of money, even if he doesn't get what he's after, because they don't want to fuck with this, right?
No. They don't need the press either.
Drink more box wine is here.
All right, drink more box wine. Is that Derek?
At this point, I'm all confused. Anyway, Leno's got like fucking 800 antique cars, man.
Yeah. Douchebag.
Right?
Yeah.
And that son of a bitch, you know, he's literally driving a Duesenberg. And I'm over here in an S10.
Yeah.
The fuck is that about?
That's wrong.
The feud is back on. The feud is back on. Leno?
Get the Monsignor to represent you. He's a lawyer.
Yeah. We got a lawyer now. You're fucked, Leno. I'm not going to sue for any money. I want his Duesenberg. I want to be driving a Duesenberg.
Duesenberg.
Woo-woo! Duesenberg!
Right. There you go.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Ding you ding you look at ding ding da ding you ding you look at ding ding do ding you ding you look at ding ding da ding you ding you look at ding ding
da watch out
ding you ding you look at ding ding da ding you ding you look at ding 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 you ding you look at ding ding da ding you ding you look at ding ding do.
I am a man with an ordinary head. I am a man with a typical life. I am a man with an ordinary job. I am a man with a typical wife. I saw a postcard. It meant a lot to me. It had a picture of how am I like to be. I want a head like the head you see on Easter Island. I want a big strong forehead.
I wanna stand up tall. I wanna head like the heads you see on Easter Island. I wanna stare at the seaside and do nothing at all.
I am a man of unassuming stature. I am a man of conventional ways. I am a man of mediocre intellect. I am a man of uneventful days. But I saw a travelogue. It meant a lot to me. It had a picture of how long my life to be.
I want a head like the heads you see on Easter Island. I want a three-ton nose job. I want to stand up tall. I want a head like the heads you see on Easter Island. I want to stare at the seaside and do nothing at all. I want to be rock hard. I want to be stone. I want to be mysterious and always left alone.
I want a head like the heads you see on Easter Island.
I want a head like the heads you see on Easter Island. I want prominent features. I want to stand up tall. I want a head like the heads you see on Easter Island. I want to stare at the seaside and do nothing.
You heard wrong.
No, we heard right.
Cocksucker!
There we go. Oh, yeah. Wait, here it is.
I didn't know possums were carnivorous.
There you go. That's your right.
Yeah, that was awesome. Ford Prefect found us that little Eastern Island thing, man.
Nice cool. Little Betty.
It was, indeed.
Maybe we should get these guys on the show. They're in your neck of the woods, aren't they?
Well, I never heard of them. I look around. I don't get out of the house much, though, you know.
Ask Tourette's guy. He probably knows them.
Tourette's guy might know him, yeah. Well, he might have bumped into him over there at Kroger's. Yabba dabba doo. All right, so I told you about the... that guy had an earwax problem that lived here. I'm telling you what, man. Them Q-tips. There was tons of Q-tips, and they were all, like, big chunks of wax on them, man. This guy had some kind of fucking weird... Oh, that was the most disgusting shit ever. Oh, okay. So I turn on my old, trusty old Enterprise, you know, fired up the Enterprise yesterday.
Yeah.
Got the engines warmed up, and the thing comes up, it pops up, and it says, oh, yeah, by the way, starting in January 2020, we're not going to support your Windows 7 anymore. You're shit out of luck, pal. So if you're still using Windows 7 and hadn't got the good news yet, hey.
Well, it's time to move
anyhow,
on anyway.
I know. You know. So here's the idea. Here's the idea. I'm gonna go over to Kenny. I'm gonna say, look, Kenny, I'm in love with this computer you gave me. Or you sold me. What was that?
Yeah.
Back in the 30s. Late 30s, and here's what I want you to do, pal. I want you to rip out all the guts, put in all new guts with the latest drivers and all the spells. And give me a big Bob, big Mamu board that'll do everything, and I can masturbate, do my taxes, and learn how to speak French all at the same time.
All right. There you go. That sounds like a plan.
Refit the Enterprise. New light bulbs for the blue lights, you know?
For the blue lights, yeah.
Yeah. I think some of the blue light bulbs are out. You know, just everything. Get the fans going.
If anyone can do it, it's Crazy Kenny.
Crazy Kenny. I have faith. I have faith, man. Ever since I started podcasting, Crazy Kenny has been my the man, you know. My first live podcast on Trek After Dark, see, the night before that morning, my computer just died. I was like, this could be a problem.
It was a sign from Jesus.
I had to run out to Crazy Kenny's and pick me up a little computer. That bad boy lasted me three, four years. It was a nice one, but this one here, this is the one where the guy, the cable or the internet installer, came in and he goes, "Damn!" Like when he saw the office. Yeah, I had the shelves up, you know, and they weren't all dusty, and the machine was whirring and clicking and boogity boogity boogity. GT still has TAD's number in his cell phone. Oh boy, those were the days. What a cutie. Miss that girl.
Oh yeah.
She'd get under my skin. That's skippy. Liked it. I liked it a lot. All right. Well, you know what we do on Fridays.
So what do we do on Fridays?
Thinking about cuties that you know ships have sailed.
Yep.
We polka, and you know the interesting thing about polkas. And Greg,
there's an interesting thing about polkas.
Yes. Do not flee the chat room right away. GT, give us a chance on this. Because this is they're not necessarily Polish polkas or, you know, they don't necessarily even have to have an accordion in them. Can you believe that?
All right.
I have a rye cooter. Do you remember Rye Cooter? Rye Cooter?
Yeah.
You know him.
Yeah.
Great. This is from the soundtrack of the Young Riders, I think. The movie. Is that correct?
Right.
The Long Riders.
The Long Riders.
This is the
Long
Cole
Riders.
Younger polka. This is a Western polka.
Okay.
So I say
Randy Quaid. Our possum's favorite, Randy Quaid.
I know. So giddy up.
Yeah.
It's time to
giddy
polka.
Up.
Yeah.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
another book rule double.
Yeah.
What are the chances?
There you go.
What are the odds? And GT stayed in the lounge through the whole thing. He endured that polka. The Cole Younger polka. You got that right.
I didn't care much for that movie. Should I give it another chance?
The Long Riders?
I remember it being too fucking long. I bored the hell out of it.
Is that the one where they had all the brothers playing the brothers?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's
the Quaid brothers.
Yeah. It's cool to see all the guys in it. You know, I don't know. Never high on my list. More of a
guess of his stuff for it.
Oh, what I watched? Yeah, I found on Roku. Somebody's put together a Lee Van Cleef channel. I'm like, well, I'd fucking sign me up. So I watched God's Gun the other night, which everybody was dubbed, which sucked, but it was a great cast with Richard Boone and Jack Palance. Jack Palance was smiling so evil through that whole movie. Oh my God.
The man's a menace.
He's a great villain. He is.
Evil.
He is. He's just plain evil.
Confidence is very sexy. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's that guy.
I told you I got Hulu, so I've been watching 30 Rock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I got it with Spotify. I subscribed to Spotify, and they give you Hulu with it.
Yeah.
You get commercials, but
I'm
don't care.
Yeah, I've been putting up a lot of commercials lately. I don't think there were any commercials on the Lee Van Cleef Network, though. I think that was commercial-free, which, you know, hey.
Oh, see that? Yeah.
I don't like commercials interrupting my Lee Van Cleef movies. I'll tell you what.
Ain't no hemorrhoid cream commercials.
I'm watching them all, babe.
Yeah,
and when you're ripped, you've had half a dozen gargle blasters. You fire up one of them old spaghetti westerns, and Lee Van Cleef comes out, and they go, oh, yeah! Or something, you know, when he's, what is that? What do they do that, man? They'll, like, appear in the doorway, and goes, oh, yeah, yeah, oh! It makes some kind of weird sound.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah!
Uh-huh.
What the hell? Oh, no, it's Lee. How you doing, Lee? I don't know. Well, he was playing
Franco Nero's, man. Watch your Franco Nero ones, man. They're the great ones.
Yeah, this wasn't a real good one, is it?
Yeah.
Playing twins, something.
Watch the original Django.
Django. That's on one of them. I got access to that.
Oh, it's great.
That's on a Roku.
He comes into town dragging a coffin.
Nice. He wants to fill that bad boy, I assume. Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot.
Good stuff.
You got Roku GT? Everybody should have Roku. Roku's the shit, man. You gotta have the shit. That is the shit. And that shit don't stink. Do 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 do. So, you, Lee Van Cleef.
Hey,
guest appearance,
Wanted
Dead or Alive.
You know what's on Hulu? I just found out.
What's on the Hulu?
Frank. That movie Frank that we were talking about with the guy with the big fucking head. The big Plaster of Paris head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I put that on my wait to see list. I'll be checking that out.
Nice. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for coming. Yeah, Lee Van Cleef was the shit, man.
Oh, yeah.
Did a good Rifleman, too, as I recall. Yeah. I don't ever remember seeing Lee on a Gunsmoke. Maybe wrong.
Well, he was a player for the Silver Dollar Kid. I know that.
Yeah, I was going to say he was in the Phil Silvers Western, which is my all-time favorite fucking Western.
Oh, God, was that fucking funny.
It's not often you see something like that. Yeah, and you're laughing out loud at it. That's,
yeah.
After 50 years, that's funny stuff, man. That was a piece of fucking work there.
Held up perfectly. Yeah.
You got that right. Yinling. The genius of Matt Hyken from Bill Goh in Car 54.
Oh, okay.
It was the ooh-ooh guy, I think, that drove him, you know, ruined him. He drove everybody crazy. He's another one of them guys died on stage. The ooh-ooh guy.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. I was going to do that tonight. A list of guys that died on stage. Let's see.
Yeah.
Joey Ross. Yinling. He suffered a heart attack on August 13th, 1982, while performing in the clubhouse of his apartment building in Burbank, California. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
That's a nice gig. He'd been offered $100 for the show. His wife reportedly only got $50. Because he didn't finish it. Joey Ross was 68.
Oh, man. Oh, that's cold. That's cold.
Rest in
peace. Christ.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
You selling cars? Are we out of here?
Yeah, I'm out.
All righty. Energize!
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Everybody's darling, but she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do. Here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey, sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Ha. Jack. just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that fast. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, do 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 do.
Sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!